Ladies, at Essentia Health, you're not just a patient. You're a partner in your healthcare journey. We'll get to the heart of your health questions, even the ones you're embarrassed to ask. We'll find solutions to fit your unique needs and lifestyle, because here, we're in it together. Feel confident in your care and in yourself. Schedule a women's health appointment with an Essentia Health provider today. Click the banner to learn more.
This is the Read to Lead podcast, episode 248.
I'm Arlene Pellicane, author of numerous books, including Calm, Cool, and Connected, Five Habits for a More Balanced Life. Get even more tips for a balanced life every time you listen to this. It's the Read to Lead podcast with my friend, Jeff Brown.
Hi, welcome to the Read to Lead podcast. This is the podcast that's dedicated to your personal and professional growth. My name is Jeff, and this show is based on my belief that if you want to achieve true success in your business and in your life, then you have to be a lifelong learner. Intentional and consistent reading, in other words, has to be a part of your everyday mantra. Now, typically we feature a book and that book's author each week on the show. Today's a bit of a departure, as I'll be sharing three books I believe you must read if you want to make the most of 2019. All three of these books have been featured selections in my members-only online book club. More on that in just a moment. Two of the three books have been featured right here on the podcast, both within the last year. And one of the books is my favorite book of 2018. Now, just for you, I've created written summaries, magazine-style summaries of each of these books, and I'm making these available to you absolutely free. If you're on my mailing list, they should already be in your email inbox. If you're not currently on my list and you'd like to grab these free summaries, you can get them right now by going to readtoleadpodcast.com/248. That's readtoleadpodcast.com/248. That's the blog post or show notes page created just for this episode. Now, before we get into these special books, I want to give you a chance to try my online book club for just $1. When you take me up on this, you're going to get access to all our content from the last 2 years, including many more book summaries and our virtual book chat recordings. And you'll have the chance to attend our January chat live, where we'll be visited by the author of the book we're reading together this month called Clarity Wins. By the way, that book deserves an honorable mention as a book you should read for a productive 2019. Get access for 30 days to my members-only book club for just $1 when you go to readtoleaduniversity.com. That's readtoleaduniversity.com. Then at checkout, enter the discount code JAN19. That's JAN19. Listen, if after 30 days you don't think it's awesome, you're free to cancel. No hard feelings. Now, me and all our current members will probably mourn your departure and shed a tear or two, but that's okay. Again, that's readtoleaduniversity.com to try the book club for a full 30 days for just $1. Now, this episode is going to be brief because I want you to grab these free summaries and the books themselves right away so that your 2019 can be all you're hoping for. The first book I believe you must read now to have a successful 2019 is called The 12-Week Year. Do more in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months, written by Brian Moran and Michael Lennington. I've recommended this book to numerous friends and colleagues, and every one of them has told me it's been a game changer for them. Now, this book is the guide, essentially, to shortening your execution cycle down from 1 year to 12 weeks, as the name would suggest. Most organizations, most of us as individuals, we work in the context of annual goals and plans, right? A 12-month execution style. Instead, the 12-week year avoids the pitfalls and low productivity of annualized thinking. It's amazing what happens when you redefine your year to be 12 weeks long. In 12 weeks, there just isn't enough time to get complacent, and urgency increases and intensifies. The 12-week year creates focus and clarity on what matters most and a sense of urgency to do it now. Because of that, more of the important stuff gets done, and the impact on results is pretty profound. The book talks about how to leverage the power of a 12-week year to drive improved results in any area of your life. It's essentially a how-to book to help you and your organization improve your execution effectiveness. And the authors, by the way, are leading experts on execution and implementation. So turn your organization's idea of a year on its head and speed your journey to success. Okay, the second book you need to read right now to knock 2019 out of the park is the book that was featured in the very first episode of 2018. That book is called Your Best Year Ever, a 5-step plan for achieving your most important goals by Michael Hyatt. This book and the 12-week year, I think, complement one another quite well. Its content is inspired by Michael's Best Year Ever course that first launched, I believe, back in 2013, and he's since honed and improved upon that every year since. Plus, Michael's just a great writer. His books make for easy and actionable reads. If you want to check out my interview with Michael, I've linked to that in the show notes. Again, readtoleadpodcast.com/248. Now, I assume you want to live a life that matters. You want to reach your full potential, but too often you find you're overwhelmed by the day-to-day. Am I pushing all the right buttons yet? Your big goals get pushed to the back burner, and then more often than not, they get forgotten, don't they? Well, Michael says it doesn't have to be this way. In fact, he thinks this can be the year you finally close the gap between reality and your dreams, and I agree. In Your Best Year Ever, Michael shares a powerful, proven, research-driven system for setting and achieving goals. You'll learn how to design your best year ever in about 5 hours. Michael includes 3 simple things to triple the likelihood of achieving your goals, how to quit-proof your goals, what to do when you feel stuck, and much more. Now, if you're tired of not seeing progress in your personal, intellectual, business, relationship, or financial goals, then you will treasure the field-tested wisdom found in these pages. This book from Michael is one I plan to reread every year for years to come. Now that brings us to the last book on my list, and the book I've dubbed my favorite book of all of 2018. I've actually purchased dozens of copies of this book for friends and colleagues. The book is Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones by James Clear. And if that sounds familiar, it's because we had James on the show just a few months ago. I'll link to that conversation in the show notes as well. James stresses that developing the right systems is the key to any goals you set, and that if you don't evaluate your current systems and make the necessary adjustments, your goals are likely never to be realized. Now, no matter your goals, Atomic Habits is going to give you a proven framework for improving every day. If you're having trouble changing your habits, the problem isn't you. The problem is your system. Bad habits repeat themselves again and again, not because you don't want to change, but because you have the wrong system for change. We don't rise to the level of our goals, James says. We fall to the level of our systems. Here, you'll get a proven system that can take you to new heights. James draws on the most proven ideas from biology, psychology, and neuroscience to create an easy-to-understand guide for making good habits inevitable and bad habits nearly impossible. In the book, you'll learn how to do things like make time for new habits even when life gets crazy, overcome a lack of motivation and willpower, design your environment to make success easier, and get back on track when you fall off course. I think you'll find that Atomic Habits will reshape the way you think about progress and success and give you the tools and strategies you need to transform your habits, whether you're a team looking to win a championship, an organization hoping to redefine an industry, or simply someone who wants to, say, quit smoking, lose weight, reduce stress, or achieve any other goal. And speaking of goals, I would suggest you consider making one of your first goals of the year to read a book a week in January. The 3 books I'm recommending here, Atomic Habits, Your Best Year Ever, and The 12-Week Year. And if you decide to include a 4th, consider that honorable mention, Clarity Wins by Steve Woodruff, our selection this month in my members-only book club. I encourage you to pick up these books if you haven't read them already. Again, links to each of these books can be found in the blog post for today's episode, readtoleadpodcast.com/248. And there you can also sign up to get summaries of all three of the books I've mentioned here today. The 12-Week Year, Your Best Year Ever, and Atomic Habits. Lastly, don't forget the chance to try my online members-only book club, Read to Lead University, for 30 days for just $1. Visit readtoleaduniversity.com and enter JAN19 at checkout. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I look forward to seeing you next time for the next episode of the Read to Lead podcast. Until then, remember, leaders read and readers lead.